Hello and welcome to episode 20, a very special episode because we have Lee coming in all the way from across the world in Japan. This is how dedicated we are, guys. It's Wednesday morning. It's Wednesday dedication. Morning, 8 o'clock Wednesday morning, 4 o'clock in Japan right now for Lee. He's on the verge of collapse, but we're still here. We're here for the podcast. I'm excited. We finally got some news for the DLC, man. The trailer we watched yesterday, just the whole present. I mean, the first part of the presentation was a bit boring, but all the DLC stuff, all the Mew event stuff, what we've been saying, and we got a date. We know we'll talk about it in a second, but we finally got a date, a confirmation for the first DLC. So, yes, it's about time. We knew it was coming.
Exciting.
But yes, sorry. Just quickly before we get into it, how are you doing?
I just worked out there. I've been awake 28 hours now. Oh. 28 hours. And that's after 25,000 steps around Yokohama today. After a 16 and a half hour flight before that. I'm
bro, you are an animal. An absolute animal, bro. I don't think I could do it.
I just had to power through because I couldn't check in till 3. So I like got to the hotel. I got over to Yokohama about 10 this morning. And the guy on the desk, I knew I was pushing my luck with check-in. And I said, what time's check-in? It's like 3 o'clock. And I said, is there any chance like I could check in early? He's like, the rooms aren't ready. And I was like, is there another room I could just buy now just until 3 o'clock? He's like, we have nothing. I was like, okay. It was really nice because he said, my colleague will take your bag if you want to leave your suitcase here. So that was really nice of them. And they took that. And yeah, then I was like, well, I'll make the most of the day. I'll go and see Yokohama. And it's a cool city. So I wandered around. It's so hot though, man. It's like,
it's weird. It's been hip.
The term sweating is taken to like new levels. Like, it's literally, it felt like I was I've been in a sauna all day. That's the only way I can describe it, man.
Uh-huh.
I've never sweated so much in my life, and getting checked in at 3 o'clock was so nice. I felt like a zombie the last hour, I would say, of waiting, because I was just like, my feet were like killing because I'd walked so far. I was so tired. I just went and sat up in the mall on the top floor and, yeah, just had a drink and just kind of spaced out. And I don't even know what I was doing, to be honest. I was just spaced out. And then I saw it was like 10 to 3 and I thought, better go to the hotel now. And then here we are, mate. But I feel a lot better now. And like you say, it's awesome. Japan's brilliant so far. I just need some sleep and I think I'll be able to take it in a bit more.
No, but you'll be fine.
DLCs, mate. DLC news. Let's get straight into it.
Then we can hop on to some more stuff. So
yeah, we've had the Mew mystery gift.
The Mew mystery gift finally dropped, which we knew was coming because of the data mine. It was just when, I think, whether or not they had it planned for this week, we don't know. But maybe they obviously had it planned for the presents. So we got that dropped. The event, thankfully for you, doesn't actually start. The actual Mewtwo raid doesn't start until the first of September. So the first week
and
of
it runs
for three weeks.
Until the 17th.
Which is when the DLC drops.
No. The DLC drops on the 13th. So it runs over the DLC drop.
On the 13th.
Mad. Yeah.
Oh damn.
13th is
drops
the day.
On a Sunday.
No, can't be. 13th of September. Am I just making things up? I'm delirious.
No, it's a Wednesday.
The 13th.
Yeah, it's Wednesday.
Yeah. Okay. So it drops on the Wednesday, which
I assumed it was a weekend, but no, that makes sense.
Yeah, and then the Mewtwo finishes on that. That's Sunday, is it? It's Sunday, yeah.
But yeah. we got your little
new ones.
Maybe. Well, that's what we're hoping, right? Obviously, but
yeah.
You know, for those of you who don't know, you can now get a level 5 Mew with a random moveset and a random Terra type in game now for free. I don't know what the code is. I'll try and see if I've got it up here somewhere. Get your Mew. spelt with a zero instead of an O.
And it will be a random terror type as well. And whatever terror type it is, that randomly it will have a move that'll have like be the same type as that. So if you got an electric terror type, me,
Thunderbolt.
If you got a dragon terror type, a dragon pulse, so on and so on. So it's pretty cool. I'll do a best build near the time of the Mewtwo raid, but I do think the Dark or Ghost is going to be the play because it'll depend on Mewtwo. It has good coverage. It has Aurora Sphere, so it could be problematic for Dark types, and it does have Shadow Ball as well, which could be problematic for Ghost types. So you have to see which one, which moves it has to kind of pick which one. So
the good thing about Mew is that you obviously it has a wide move set. You can teach any TM, right? Is that still the case?
Most TMs, yeah, but it's lost recovery this gen, which is one of the big things about, like, Mew used to have soft-boiled, access to soft-boiled.
Soft-boiled, damn.
Yeah, but now it doesn't get access to that, so you've really tied to using the Shell Bell. I am on it, I think, for the Terror Raid at least, but it does get Acid Spray, which is a really nice thing. And I think you probably want to go with probably Amnesia and then Nasty Plot, but you do get the 50% boost to your HP and 20% boost to all of your other stats as soon as you go into the raid with Mew. And I don't really feel like there's another Pokemon that's going to be good going into the Mewtwo raid because I think all the
because of the stat boost
can take. Well, yeah, that the stat boost for one, but I think the fact that Mew probably will have Aurora Sphere. Like, it just makes sense, right, to cover dark types. I think every dark type's going to be nuked on. And I think it might even have Shadow Ball. If it's got Shadow Ball, it's going to make it very difficult for Mew even. But don't use Swift, like, in the...
Yeah, I saw that.
It does come with Swift. It comes with Swift, Life Dew, Light Screen, and then...
Is it going to be a 7-star?
The Mewtwo.
Yeah, do we know the rating?
I'm pretty sure... I'm pretty sure it is going to be the mightiest... Mightiest mark, so it should be a 7-star.
I hope so.
Yeah,
I'm hoping. So. I've seen a lot of comments, and obviously we've been saying this for a long time, but I'm really hoping that it's going to be a difficult raid. You know, I don't want it to be easy by any means. You know, like obviously we've had, I won't harp on it, but obviously we've had the terror raids. It's kind of gotten to a point where, you know, they're not necessarily as challenging for a lot of people now because people've worked out how to sort of game them. But so
yeah,
but I think it
will be really difficult. Yeah, depending on the coverage that Mewtwo's got, which it gets really good coverage. You've got to imagine it's going to have Psy Strike, which plays off the defense stat, which makes it a bit more difficult for building spreads specifically. If it gets Aurora Sphere, it gets access to Dark Pulse, it gets access to Shadow Ball. It gets access to Nasty Plot. It gets access to Acid Spray as well. It gets access to Recover. It's got a better move pool probably than Mew, I think.
Yeah.
Offensively.
Like you say, so, the Terror type isn't... It's obviously going to help, but you can't Terror... You can't Terrestrialize straight away, can you? In the Terror Raid. So you're still going to be a Psychic type going into the raid, so you're going to have that weakness. Like you say, it'll probably have Shadow Pool. It might have Psy Strike, it might have Dark Pulse, it might have any. Basically, it has loads of coverage that can fuck Mew up, basically. So,
yeah.
It's going to be. Yeah, it's not going to be easy by any means, especially with its stat, because Mew's stats aren't. I know that she's getting a stat boost, and that's probably why, but it has a flat, the same stats across the board, right? What is it?
Yeah.
100 across the board, yeah. So
Mewtwo's like 130 base speed, 130 special attack and special attack. I know it's got 130 speed though, so it's definitely going to outspeed you.
Yeah, 154 special attack, bro. Oh, that is naughty. That is monstrous.
But you do get a 20% boost, so... 20% boost will put me up to 120 speed.
20% boost to what? Every stat?
Yeah, and 50% to HP. So it'll be 150 base HP and then 120 across the board. Well,
the boost is making me think that it will be a hard raid then, because why else would 100%. They do it? I know that Mew only has like 100 base stat across the board is good, but like compared to Mew stats, it's not amazing. So I get it, but like... a 50% HP buff and a 20% to the rest, it's got to be a difficult raid, right? So it makes sense.
And that's why I think, like, I think that maybe the only other Pokemon you could probably look at bringing is maybe Hooper Unbound because of its typing. Psychic and Dark. So it's neutral to Aurora Sphere. It's neutral to Shadow Ball or Ghost type attacks. And then it's immune to any Psychic type attacks.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be an option, but I don't know. I think Mew's probably the one to just bring and figure out a way to donk it.
Excellent.
But it's not gonna be easy. But yeah, very exciting, mate. Especially because it's coming just before those DLCs, and I think it's like it just builds that FOMO up a bit more, doesn't it? And there's another event announced as well. Did you see the other event that was announced? The mass outbreak that's announced for when the DLC drops. It's like
no
mass outbreak of Clefairies. It's going to be an event that happens in Scarlet and Violet.
Oh, okay.
When the DLC drops, and it'll be, I think it's running for quite a while. It was weird shadow drop because it wasn't mentioned in the presents at all, and then afterwards it was kind of just shadow dropped.
Is it to what, terror raids or just like loads of there must be a reason though. Are they going to drop a special item?
Well, it's just an outbreak, but it's weird because if you look in the presents trailer, you know when Ogapon has that really big, like, kind of terrestrialized mask.
Yeah.
Well, if you look at the trainer that's going up against it in that situation, it's got a Clefairy. So I don't know if there's some like tie-in with Clefairy, with it all, and to do with the moon, maybe. I don't know. But yeah, I feel like Clefairy has got something to play in this, especially because of this outbreak. It's an outbreak that's been announced. So it'll be interesting to see. Oh, look at it, man. It looks insane.
Is it a Pokemon or is it a person? I can't work out because it has legs.
No, it is a Pokemon.
It's meant to be a Pokemon.
Ogapon.
Yeah.
It's Ogapon, but we have not seen what it looks like behind the mask.
Okay, so do you want to watch the trailer and basically break it down as we go along? And then any comments you want to mention. I'll put the music up ever so slightly, but... So obviously Kitakami is like a little Japanese village, essentially, as we already know.
Don't really know where it is. Yeah. And then I just love this intro as well.
It does look very cool.
Trevenant, Phantom.
Oh, we've got the
this thing's
in there. There's the Clefairy.
There's a Clefairy there. See? And then this is what I mean. It's like a bit of a call there because it's like, I feel like Clefairy has a weirdly important role just because of this, and then the outbreaks, it's making sure.
Oh, new Applin form as well. That'd be Diplin, quite cool.
Diplin. Yes. This is very, I do love it. I really love it. It's new signature attack's really cool as well because it lowers the speed for 3 turns consecutively after it's used it, which is pretty good. And then, yeah, we've just got some new shots, I guess, just of Kieran and his sister, and then,
the festival. It's really weird festival, because I felt like they don't really like the music they always put on these trailers is super strange. Like having like no dialogue or anything, just straight up gameplay with like really, I don't know. It seems a bit underwhelming sometimes when they reveal stuff.
Mm.
But it does look.
Got this.
Yeah.
And it looks like you look. Wait there. Go back just a minute. Just like slightly go back. Before the train is running up, just slightly there. That cave in the background, I feel like that's where Ogapon is going to be. You're going to encounter it in that cave in the back there.
Mm.
And you can see the two black ears coming up from behind the mask as well.
So what's it? What if it's a Clefable? Or Clefairy or something? Does it have black ears? Does Clefairy have black ears? Or Clefable? Do either of them have black ears?
No, I don't think so. I think they're just pure pink, aren't they?
So you think that it could be an existing Pokemon behind the mask or just a new Pokemon?
Oh, no, it does have black ears, mate. It does have black tips on the ends of its ears.
I'm calling it now. It's a Clefairy or Clefable.
That's mad.
Which one has black tips? Which one has black tips? Oh, it's a Clefable, bro. I am calling it now, bro. It's a Clefable. 100%, bro. So
what, like a new...
It'll be a new form, I reckon.
Like a regional form.
Maybe. That could make sense.
That's interesting. I like that theory a lot.
Here, first on the pod, baby. First on the pod.
There you go. That,
like, if
that.
You're watching like this, you can post it to your channel. Just credit us. Credit the podcast. You can go for it.
To see what Light thinks. We need to get him back on as well.
We're getting
kind of go over everything since since the last time we had him on. We've had a lot more stuff come out since then. But I really like that idea. And the fact that they're keeping it hidden in the link now with the Clefairy and then the Clefairy outbreak event that's going to happen just feels like it ties together like too perfectly, doesn't it?
I mean, it would be weird to see basically a Clefable with legs, but you know, there is clearly aren't part of the mask, right? So they're part of the Pokemon. So
it seems a crazy theory to say, like, I'm not going to lie, it seems mad to say that could be a fourth evolution or a regional evolution of Clefable, but we don't know what the masks do, the power that these masks give.
I guess
Pokemon.
I guess you're right. Like, I've just only realised that we've been talking about these masks and the festival of the masks, but I thought this was just the Pokemon. I didn't realise it had a mask on its face.
Oh right, yeah.
So that makes sense. Obviously, like I said, we don't know. Maybe we'll get teased this weekend at the World Championships. Maybe we'll get whatever the teaser for the mechanic, the terrestrial, whatever the terrestrialization mechanic is. For that. But yeah, that would make sense. But again, we'll just have to wait and see. Especially, like I said, what Pokemon is it behind the mask? What Pokemon is it? Is it a new Pokemon? Is it original form of Clefable? Or is it just a Clefable? It would probably not be a Clefable because of the legs, but maybe original form. I don't know. But it would make sense with all the Clefairy, the Shadow Drop.
Yeah, and the ears behind the mask are a bit of a giveaway, aren't they? Giveaway, yeah. Mm. And the only thing I was going to link it back to originally was, did you ever hear the fan theories from Gen 1 of what Gengar was? Gengar was originally theoried to be a deceased Clefable. Because they've got very similar body types.
Similar
ears, like their whole kind of makeup is very similar. You know, Gengar is the kind of same shape. It's a bit more round than a Clefable, but they've got the same ears. They've got the same kind of hands, same sort of feet. And one's a ghost and one's, you know, a normal type. And that was, it could be some kind of, I don't know, kind of call to that maybe. Because we don't know the type of Vogapon yet. You know, there's been leaks and rumors and stuff like that. Well, not leaks, there's been rumors, but it's interesting to kind of maybe... You know, they do like sometimes having these kind of calls to good theories and things in the past. And, you know, they love Gen 1 Pokemon, so it would make sense that Pogopon is maybe a legendary or is the Pokemon, the parent Pokemon of all Clefable and Clefairy, the moon Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
We'll have to wait and see. Exciting. Exciting to theorize.
Very. Very. Yeah, and then we've got the Ogapon, Pheasantipity, and Munkadori there, and then some more footage.
See, the mask comes off. The mask comes off. What Pokemon is it?
So I wonder if that's early on in the Teal Mask where you defeat it then.
Well, the thing that I was going to touch on as well, we'll see it in a minute, but obviously, I'll talk about it in a sec. Let's watch the trailer first, and then I'll bring it up. So this looks cool. The little customization you can do to your room looks sick. A bit like the cave, the secret cave rooms, whatever they were called in. Yeah, this. Oh, bro, people are going to be all over that.
Yeah. And the hairstyles are different as well, so there's a way for you to get different hairstyles, more customization in these games, which is very cool.
I don't think there's going to be as much to do in the Inigo Disc as there is the first one, because... This just looks like, other than what we'll see in a minute, the BB League, or this version of the Elite Four that we have here, I don't think there's going to be much to do. I could be wrong, but I think the other one will have a lot more to do. But because it's just this Pokemon.
The bridge.
I saw something yesterday saying, like, one of the eighth gym leader or whatever having an unevolved bloody Pokemon. Like, why has he got one? Why has he not evolved it if he's meant to be this elite gym leader?
Well, it's the gym leader from Black and White in Black City, isn't it? Black City gym leader. What's he called? It's a direct call to Drayton, which is the character from here. Let me just pull it up.
I guess a signature move as well, which sounds really cool.
It's the Dragon Gym Leader, isn't it? Dragon Gym Leader. I can't remember his name. I am blaming the tiredness right now.
He was in that little teaser thing, wasn't it?
No, they say the name of the character in the DLC, so it's a direct link to Drayden. So Drayden is this chap here, which is the gym leader in Black and White.
Oh my god. Let's have a look.
So Drayden.
I've got it here. Here, this guy here. Yeah. With a Haxorus.
Yeah. And Drayton is the character in the Indigo Disc. Who is that guy with the grey hair that threw out the new Duraludon form just now?
Maybe it's his son. Maybe there's a relation.
Or a nephew, this guy.
Yeah.
Right here. So he's the Tai to Unova.
Is it part dragon, this Pokemon? It is, isn't it?
I haven't had a chance to look, mate, of the actual details.
What's a pre-evolution? What's the top of the pre-evolution again?
What, Duraludon?
Yeah.
Steel dragon.
Yeah, so it's got to be part dragon. That makes sense.
Scarlet and Violet.
I have the thing up.
Yeah. Scarlet and Violet. If you go to Scarlet and Violet, just Pokemon Scarlet and Violet website.
Yeah, I got it.
There we go. And there should be, it'll be here about the new Pokemon somewhere. There's the Clefairy event there, you see.
Yeah, that's very strange.
Yeah, you can have a look at it, see what date it's.
Oh, we can talk about that abomination of Paradox Pokemon in a minute.
We'll talk about it.
It's not there. Yeah. Why is it not there?
It will be.
Oh,
like
Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Oh, sorry. Two forms.
Clicked on the Raikou. Because it might be with that.
Nope.
No, it might be with the Terapagos. Terapagos as well now has actually, it's just two forms.
So it was on here, so form. I don't know where it's gone.
Yeah.
Like, someone was talking about it yesterday. Oh, well, it has an evolution. I don't know why it's not coming up.
So it's not just regional form then?
There it is. It is. It's still dragon type still. Archeludon?
Yeah, it's probably Archeludon.
And gets a new move called Electric Shot. Gathers vast of energy field.
Still dragon steel.
Yeah, still it is still a steel dragon Pokemon.
Cool.
Gets sturdy / stamina. This would be a cool Pokemon.
Gets stamina. Damn.
That's going to be a beefy boy then.
Jeez, it gets body press as well, you know. Oh, well.
That's a big Pokemon.
Duraludon does.
It's a bridge, right, isn't it? When it falls down, it looks like a bridge.
Yeah, it is a bridge, yeah.
That's cool.
Because Duraludon was based off a skyscraper, so...
Oh, so this makes sense then. Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, very exciting, but like I said, it appears that... I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but obviously they tease the fact that in a minute you'll see... that as part of the Indigo Disc Island or the Academy, the Blueberry Academy, they have a BB League.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, there's more of them.
Yeah, the Paradox. So we've got two Paradox forms announced, which we'll look at in a second.
Politoed as well, Shiftry, Chandelure, Komodo, and there's Terapagos in its normal form, and then it's Terastallized form. So there's two forms.
And then we get this little teaser at the end. This has got to be... So what I was going to say, we talked about this, not that they mentioned it at the end, but obviously it all comes back to, I mean, the DLC is called the Hidden Treasure of Area Zero. Now, Does this happen at both the end of each DLCs, or is it only going to be the end of the second one, the end of ODS, do we reckon?
I think they're both somehow tied to each other.
Because,
I think
like, if there's an ultimate conclusion, surely it would have to end with part two.
Well, the way I look at it, and I could be totally wrong here, but the way I'm looking at it is because it all ends with this imagery, this footage of the exploration from Heath going into Area Zero, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's something that Heath has done when he's explored Area Zero that's led to stuff kicking off in Kitakami and then whatever this project is in the Blueberry Academy. Because we know the Blueberry Academy is pretty recent, right?
Yeah, so they built the Terraria maybe to study the Pokemon or something?
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. It doesn't, other than the fact that you can catch Pokemon and the BB League, it doesn't seem like there's much you can actually do in the Indigo Disc.
Yeah, but I think they probably haven't revealed everything that we can
No,
do
you're right. But if you look at it, like, other than exploring it, it just looks like Terrariums with that bit in the middle. But be cool,
yeah, but
if
they've got that new thing where you have to fly through the hoops.
Yeah, the trials, which is quite cool. But, you know, it could also act a bit like a battle tower, maybe, as like a, because you can battle previous, in another trailer they mentioned about being able to battle previous gym leaders and stuff like that and train with them, which is cool. So maybe we'll get like that, because at the center of the map, you have this, of the terrarium, you have this battlefield, which is where this happens. So I'd imagine it'd be quite cool. And like I say, you're gonna have the room customization. You also have this field on the front as well.
That's like the main battlefield.
The main battlefield.
And then I feel like the other battlefields are all in the terrarium. I think it feels like there's probably a battlefield for each different.
It seems to be that the emphasis
area
of the academy seems to be about battling. So that would make sense if it's all based around battling, because, you know, it's where trainers go, obviously mentioned, to sort of to get better. All of the BB League, they're all like trainers, obviously. So so let's look at these Paradox Pokemon, because obviously we've had a lot, not a lot of heat, but let's have a look, shall we? So we briefly touched
on the
Raikou. No, okay, let's find them first and then I'll give you my comments. Where's it go? Where did he go?
I like the Raikou.
The Raikou looks like a giraffe. Okay, let's not pretend that it doesn't, because it does.
Frigiraffe looks like it's bred with regular Raikou. That's what's popped out.
Where's it gone?
It'll be up in a minute. We can watch this. It's quite cool footage.
Is it after this bit?
I think this is the Archeludon, isn't it? Archeludon.
No, it's got to be before that. Cool. Oh, no, it's here. So we have this
what
Paradox version
of
Cobalion, and then we have a past form of Raikou, it seems, based on.
Very cool. I like the Raikou. I like both of the.
I don't think it looks bad. That's not my point. It just looks strange having a long neck.
It definitely looks strange.
Like this frame here looks bizarre.
Yeah, it gives me like mad Ampharos vibes.
It does. I really like the design of this. I don't know whether it's because it's blue, Cobalion's blue, but this looks sick.
It's very cool.
I'm not sure if they were just on the website, if they give you much information about these Paradox Pokemon.
I think there was a separate page for them, wasn't there, on the news?
But do you know what is also interesting, right? So we now have Paradox Ironleaves, Paradox Suicune. So we're missing Paradox Entei and Paradox Terrakion. So maybe they're in the hidden treasure, or they're definitely holding that back.
Yeah, and the other thing is, you know the sketches that are in Heath's journal?
Yeah,
well,
we have that. We have the Entei, don't we?
Well, it looks more like they're all merged together, unless that is the Entei.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? It's like
Raging Bolt and Iron Crown.
Yeah, Raging Iron Crown.
I mean, this looks cooler here, way cooler in this thing.
What types are they?
It doesn't say.
Got no more information than that.
Maybe electric fighting, steel something. I don't know. I'm going to guess it's going to be a steel type, steel something, Cabalion, because Cabalion's a steel type anyway. So.
Will there be a feature form?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
But yeah, pass form, maybe fighting electric or something. I'm not sure, but this diagram looks way better, way cooler.
Imagine if it was flying electric, because it looks like it's got a cloud right
there. Yeah, maybe.
Flying electric would be gas, mate. It would be really cool.
But we had this new photographer, like people were going nuts because he's just a waifu, basically.
Popped up. It's like almost having like Pokemon Snap.
Yeah, it's very strange, but it's more stuff to do, I guess, which is quite cool. But again, Pokemon Snap for the DLCs, I mean, people aren't going to complain. So you can now take, as part of Tilmas, which is part one, which is coming out on the 13th of September, Perrin, you'll meet Perrin, who's a Pokemon photographer, and you'll get to take pictures for her, basically. So yeah, that's another thing you can do, or will be able to do. And then you have... Yeah, we have Galapagos and Terapagos. Again, didn't show you much here other than the fact that there are clearly two forms.
Yeah.
So normal and then Tarrasque. So the baby one, as we call Terapagos, is just the regular form, I guess. And then the terrestrialized form with the big shell is very cool. The member room is really cool. Like I said, the train your Pokemon as a member of the League Club, and then you can have your own little room. People are going to love this. Man, this is like I said, the underground bases, and a bit like Animal Crossing as well. Being able to, if you can do this level of customization, people are going to be all over this, bro.
Yeah, it's cool. And you Especially if you can invite people into it as well.
So it says, during your time at Blueberry Academy, you'll be able to invite familiar faces from the Paldea region for a visit. When you invite a trainer over, you can talk to them and take photos together. If you defeat one of these trainers in battle, you'll also be able to trade Pokemon with them, and you might just see a side of them you haven't seen before, which is very cool. So it does look like there's a lot of stuff to do, like side quests that will come available, at least with the Indigo Disc. Like I said, customizing the rooms, being able to battle this. One of the things we didn't see, I don't know where the I don't know where the trailer's gone. Maybe it'll be here, in here somewhere, but...
Do you think as well, mate, there's a possibility of one more DLC after these two?
That'd be insane. Because,
so if they set this up, right?
For like, for the final arc, the last one is...
It makes me think that with how the trailer ends, where it goes back into Area Zero, right? And you've uncovered the secrets of Area Zero, but you haven't went into Area Zero to actually find out what you've learned from going to Kitakami, going to the Blueberry Academy, and then the final DLC, the third one that no one's expecting at this point, gets dropped or gets announced.
That's a good shout. That's a good shout.
Into Area Zero to finish off the story. Because it feels like, are we going to get the story finished with just these two DLCs? I don't know. It feels like...
I get what you're saying, which is basically back to my point of like... When is it going to come together? Are you going to get? Is there going to be a teaser at the end of the Indigo Disc? Is it going to a teaser at the end of the Teal Mask? Is it going to be a teaser, like I say, in the third one, or is it just going to be, like I say, at the end of just one of them? You know, because if the Teal Mask comes first, then obviously then you have the Blueberry Academy and the Indigo Disc. Like then that's out in its own place. So it's nowhere near Area Zero. So
yeah, so it's like. It just feels
and so
like
is Kitakami's in another place as well. So, like, what's going on?
Kitakami feels like it's North Japan, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got to be. Japan.
So, yeah, it's how's the link to Area Zero there? And I think when you're there, you probably find out the link with the masks has got some link to terrestrialization, obviously, because you can still terrestrialize if you've got access to these masks. Whereas otherwise, terrestrialization is always going to be tied to Paldea because of Area Zero, right? And then you go to the Blueberry Academy, which is Cyrano, who is the bloke that created the Blueberry Academy. And then you have his link to the professor at the school.
Yeah.
And then the professor at the school obviously has some links with Sado, Truro, and potentially even Heath as well. So there's a real like web of lies going on between all of them, which you think, what is the story there? You know, what don't we know? And I just feel like we don't have time if we're concentrating so much on the Blueberry Academy that we're going to go back to Paldea to go into Area Zero and have a full length explanation, story, exploration down there, where I feel like that is something that we need to explore and do in its own DLC to wrap everything up.
Mm. Yeah, it's really interesting, to be honest with you, mate. Like you said, maybe a third DLC or something. Because let's imagine, right? Because we've spoken about this, right? So we're getting the DLC earlier than we expected, right? I know we said September, but we're getting like first half of September, right? Because I wasn't expecting it to the end. So that pretty much confirms that we'll be getting the second one before the end of the year. Probably before Christmas, that would make sense.
I think that November date feels like it's really real.
So then we have this period of basically from January to November next year where we have nothing. So
yeah, that's not gonna happen, is it?
It doesn't. I just can't see that happening. So maybe a third DLC that ties into Univar and the next game would make a lot of sense.
Yeah,
like the black and white, going back to Black and White 3, and if there's links to these past professors and trainers from, you know, from Black and White, like what's going, you know, because like I said, I can't see them having nothing, because if that is the case, right, the DLC will probably take you up until like January. Well, I don't know, maybe probably the end of December. Like realistically, there's not going to be that much content, probably not. The Indigo Disc, at least, I don't think will have enough to last all the way through January. A month and a half should be fine. So then you've got,
I think the big tell in it will be, mate, is if there's no way in the Indigo Disc or the Teal Mask for us to obtain the legendary Pokemon, then you have to say,
well, there's definitely another DLC.
Yeah, I think that is the big tell. But of course, then, you know, we haven't got long to wait, because imagine how hype it would be, because they're going to announce something like that on Pokemon Day in February. And to come out like around, I guess, springtime.
Yeah.
If there's a third DLC to wrap up before they do Black and White, whatever they do in November.
Mm-hmm.
How hype would a Pokemon Presents be if they were like, oh yeah, we've got a third DLC dropping unexpectedly, and after that, we'll be taking a trip back to Unova. In Black and White 3.0 Legends, you know, but whatever it is.
Yeah, so you could announce, so that you could have the presents in February, announce that it could come in the summer, say July, that last DLC. It probably won't be massive or whatever. And then you drop the game in November, and that will hype, that will work perfectly into the hype. And you also have the new console dropping next year, right, as well. So the new console will drop, the new DLC could then drop, and then you have the game coming out in November. It just, that would make so much sense. Based on, like I said, obviously we don't know, but based on the information we do have, like you said, we'll just have to wait and see. But, you know, we're getting all this information now, we can only theorise what's going to happen. But once the DLC comes out, obviously we'll get a much better idea, especially once we've just played the first one, right? So, no, it is finally feels like it's exciting again, because we had that obviously that long period of like four or six months between, like, you know, like
just nothing
really going on other than the terror rage, which was fine.
Yeah,
but like I think they've managed to definitely grab people's attention, and it'll be really exciting to see what happens at Worlds, which we can touch on briefly soon. But one of the other things I just wanted to say before we sort of move on or forget, it's okay, you are well within your right to yawn as much as you like. So
I'm trying to hold it back.
Another one of the cool things you can do, obviously, we mentioned you might be able to change your hairstyles and colours. I mean, it's not massively cool, but it is cool for like the whole customization, and you know, people that play games like Animal Crossing and stuff will enjoy. Obviously, you can take photographs basically, but there's now a much wider frame to take pictures with, which is cool. I've never really messed around with it, but you know, it's fun.
That is something cool to do,
you know, especially with your friends and stuff.
Well, you're going to be able to customize how your trainer throws the Pokeball.
Yes, they didn't say that as well. I don't know why it's not here, but that's also really cool. Like this customization is really cool, like these small things, like it feels like you can actually like really sort of tailor like the character to yourself now, like, which is really cool. Obviously you had nothing like that in the past, you know, maybe more hairstyles, like you said, more outfits, which we'll see here. The other thing that I wanted to mention, which was really cool, there's a mini game that they mentioned here where you can try your hand out at Ogre Austin, which basically you pop loads of big inflatable ogres, but in return you get Mochi. And the Mochi, you can increase your IVs, and you, there's also a resetting Mochi as well, so you can reset your IVs, which we've needed because there's been no way to properly reset your IVs, has there?
That's
so
huge as well.
That is huge.
That takes everything down to zero. That's massive.
But there still isn't a better way to get Terra Shards, and I really hope there is a way in the DLC because they didn't even touch on it. I feel like they would have, but I really hope there is a better way.
Maybe they touch upon that at Worlds, you know, there is in the Steel Mask in particular, because it'll make, especially for competitive players, it's like, it is a big deal. It's easier to change your Terra type. And I'm just hoping they don't, like, completely do, like, an ability patch again like they did in Sword and Shield, like they announced the ability patch so you can get hidden abilities really easy. But then they just priced it out and made it a ridiculous cost to get, like the time that you had to put in to get the item.
Well, yeah, there's no point.
It's ludicrous.
There's no point in adding an item that lets you change any Terra type if it costs way too much money, because you might as well then just go grind to get the Terra Shards in. You know, like, it has to be a faster method than the current ones. But yeah, like, I am actually super hyped. I was watching it yesterday. I mean, you managed to get some Wi-Fi on the plane, didn't you? So I know you were watching it. We were sort of messaging each other. And this is nice because I never played the DLC for Sword and Shield, because it never really felt, I mean, for me, it never really felt like the hype was really there, because I kind of lost interest during COVID because, you know, you couldn't go to, you couldn't go to events. So I was just like, for me, a lot of playing the game is being able to go to events and play the game in person. But, you know, obviously, I'm actually excited for this. I think Scarlet and Violet was probably one of the best games that they've done, if you ignore the performance issues that they've had. But, you know, and the DLC looks cool. It does feel like we're finally sort of getting, I mean, I know people want more and more, and again, it comes back to this whole them not having a large development window, but it feels like we're getting more fully fledged games, if that makes sense. Like, more packed out with stuff. You know, Scarlet and Violet was longer than any game we've had before, story-wise. And now we're getting the DLCs. This could add a lot of content to it as well. I mean, we'll find out when it actually comes out. But, you know, it's cool. Yeah. It's very exciting.
The possibility of, like, a third one as well. I guess it just depends how the second one ends. If it ends, like, in a way where you're like, huh, still haven't got the answers to Area Zero, then you think it has to lead on then. But it might wrap everything up as well.
Yeah, it's going to be. I am very, very excited. Almost there, Lee.
Almost there, mate. Struggling. I am hitting a wall right now.
No.
Dreaming of that.
I think we've covered most of the stuff.
We have. It's very good, though. Like you said, it's just nice that it's finally dropped, you know?
Yeah.
Finally have a day to look forward to. Wednesday the 13th of September. It's a lot sooner, like you said, than I thought it was going to be, but better sooner than delaying it any longer, really. So it's all good news.
Yes, exactly. What was I going to say? So that's all the DLC stuff. Obviously, Lee's going to do some stuff on his channel to cover that when he can. But obviously, the reason Lee's away is because he's at the Pokemon World Championships, and that is happening this weekend. Lee's going to be one of the lovely casters. I think I will say I'm going to watch the opening ceremony, and then I'll probably watch the replays of the games, because I'm not sure I've got it in me to stay up. Because in the UK, obviously being in Japan, the time difference is quite skew if for a lot of the rest of the world, particularly Europe. I mean, it's 8 hours ahead for me right now. Japan. So, you know, all the streams in the UK start at like 12:30 in the morning. So it's just like, cool. So I'll probably watch the opening ceremony and then try and watch the closing one at some point. The closing one should be, by the time it gets to the closing ceremony, it'll probably be in the morning sometime. So it normally takes around 6 hours for them to get to the end, isn't it? 6 or 7 hours.
Yeah, probably about right now or a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
Closing ceremony, I would say. So, yeah.
But Worlds has been obviously really cool. I mean, obviously, as you know, you'll see a lot more because I know you've got to go and do some bits after this, and tomorrow you'll have rehearsals and stuff for the actual event that kicks off on Friday. It seems like they've sort of been going all out. I mean, we knew they would, right? Because it's obviously, the first time it's home of Pokemon. So they've been doing loads and loads of cool things around. They mentioned it in the trailer that they did around Yokohama and Japan just to hype it up. They've been working with local businesses and they've been doing drone shows. They've put out artwork along the street around out and about. They put these wicked like see-through cards up that you can get pictures with out on the streets, which I think is really cool. Like loads of, I don't know if you've seen any of this stuff yet, but I'm sure you will see stuff. And
I took photos of all those cards today and the big Pikachu one. I was like walking around it.
I don't know if you saw this. There was this vending machine at Haneda Airport. You probably didn't get a chance to see it, but on the way back you'll see this.
That is very cool.
Cool. But you'll see loads of stuff like that. There might be something like that in the actual Worlds building. And then there was a parade. At Universal Studios, like a Pokemon parade, which was very surreal.
Cool.
I mean, look at this. This is wicked, man.
There's a part of the mall where they've got that big Pikachu card. They've got it's a really obscure area, like on the top floor where most of the food places are. But like at one end, they've got three like soft seats up there. One's an Electrode, one's a Voltorb, and one's a Pokeball. Very cool.
That's wicked.
So subtle. So everything's really subtle. I got some great photos. They've done some. They got like neon lights up in places.
We can get them up. Don't worry about it now. We can get them up. Like, take as many videos as you can. We can put them on the. We can get them up on the pod next week.
Go one.
Bro, that is sick. Yeah.
That's just randomly on a wall somewhere. And like the Amalgamite as well.
Madness, bro.
They've went all out, man.
They did also briefly announce that we're getting Pokemon Stadium 2 as well. Quickly touching that. I don't know how. I know the first Pokemon Stadium, when it came out, people weren't too excited for it.
It'd be exactly the same with this one.
And the trading card games.
Rentals, the trading card game. That actually got announced with the Pokemon Day stuff, I think, that it was coming, but it's just taken this long for it to drop, so...
And we're getting two new little animes, or like brief short series. One that just follows some trainers. This one is very anime-esque, this one.
I love it. It's great.
It looks cool. Following the trainers around... the art style is awesome. Like I said, it looks like straight up like an anime. Following trainers around Paldea, which is very cool. That's going to be a short series coming out soon.
It looks so good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks very good.
Yeah, I like it a lot. It looks like it's all kind of centered around Nimona, quite a lot around Nimona. But yeah, it's cool. And then they've got the other one as well, haven't they? Which is kind of... Is that the weird weirder kind of chibi art style?
Yeah, so they've also got
art for the TCG, isn't it? Yeah.
They've also done they're also doing a short anime about playing competitive TCG. That's coming out on YouTube. About a girl who moves and then finds out of a Pokemon club and they all play TCG, which is really quite cool. Like, the animation style is like very sort of like Disney-esque, it seems. A bit like a Disney movie, which is really wicked. But no, that comes out on YouTube on August 11th, and then the other one comes out on September 6th on YouTube as well. So some cool stuff. They are kind of going all out, as we know. And then Detective Pikachu Returns. That seems super weird. I mean, I've never played Detective Pikachu, so I don't actually know.
No, I never played it. Pikachu's voice, though, just doesn't feel like...
Yeah, it seems weird, no.
After I've watched the movie, but yeah. And then we got, just the other games and stuff like that.
Nothing too exciting, but...
There wasn't really anything for TCG other than the anime, and then that was pretty much it,
wasn't
it?
Change the Worlds card.
Slightly. Brand new Worlds card, but, which is very nice.
Bless me. Bless me.
Bless you.
That's pretty much it. I won't keep you for much longer because I think we've covered a lot of the news. I just had one thing from my goodie bag that I wanted to show you before you collapse.
Let's see it, mate.
Let's see it. So for those of you that don't know, I've started bouldering or climbing like quite avidly. So I normally do it like 3 times a week now. I've been doing it for about coming up to a year actually in August. So I really, really love it. So yeah, obviously you need chalk to climb with for your hands, and you can get chalk bags. I have a small one that my parents got me for Christmas. Whichever type of climbing you do, whether it's bouldering or regular sort of climbing with a rope and a relay, it's fine. Like, you just need chalk. And so I saw one guy in the gym that we have has a big Magikarp chalk bag, and I was like, that is sick. And so when I was one weekend, I was just like, I need to find a Pokemon one. So I went on Etsy and I found this seller, a couple of sellers that do these Pokemon bags, and I can't decide which one to get. They're quite expensive. But so I'll show you a couple of options. So this shop is from the UK. So we have a Magikarp, Bulbasaur, Wobbuffet, Gengar, Ghastly, Pikachu, Togepi, Snorlax, and the Psyduck. So these would be easier to get. You can't see anything because I haven't showed you yet. These are the Pokemon.
Ah, okay. Oh, they are cool, aren't they?
So this is from a UK shop.
Gengar
is very cool. So we have these ones. The ones that I'm leaning towards are this Bulbasaur one because it looks very cute. Or the Wobbuffet, I quite like. It's very cute. And then this other place I found in Thailand has a wild selection of ones. So we've got a Pikachu, a Clefable, a Seal, a Pichu, a Gengar, a Smoochum, a Chikorita, a Lickitung, a Weavile, Charmander, Axew, another Snorlax, a Snubbull, an Abra, a Manaphy, an Alolan Raichu, a Bulbasaur, a Squirtle, for Totodile, Wooloo, Psyduck, Snorlax, Charmander, Flying Charizard, Hitmonlee, and a Slowpoke. So another big selection here. I really like this Psyduck is super cute to me. So it was between this Psyduck and like probably the Bulbasaur, to be honest with you, or the Wobbuffet. They did have this big like coughing one that I found, but it sold and it really annoyed me. It looks awesome, but it's gone now. So
they're well expensive, though.
They are well expensive. But this one's at least from the UK, so I won't have to pay import tax. But yeah.
Do you come full of chalk, or do you have to chalk it?
Chalk's not expensive. You can get a chalk ball, and these guys sell chalk balls as well. But yeah, let me know in the comments, guys, which one you think I should get. Like I said, I prefer this Bulbasaur, or the Wobbuffet, or the Psyduck. But again, there's loads on here which I think are sick.
I think I'd go for the Wobbuffet.
You go for the Wobbuffet?
Yeah, I think you said, like, you sounded like that was your favorite. I don't know, so I'd go for that one.
Yeah,
it looks cool as well. Yeah, the Wobbuffet's nice as well.
What about that? But yeah, so that is pretty much
those two.
All I have. You look like you're about to collapse, so I think we should end it there.
I am so sorry. I need to say sorry to you and sorry to...
No, mate, you are...
I am struggling so much.
You need to get yourself a coffee.
You've got a very soothing voice. When you were just describing all those different Pokemon, I was like, that's the sauce I need.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm I probably need to go and have a little nap, I think, mate. But
no, no worries. We really appreciate you.
The week, and it's been amazing doing it from over here. Just next time, we just need to make sure that you come out with me.
Yes.
Yeah. So
next, so hopefully we'll have a lot of events next season that we can we'll be able to podcast from. But yeah, no, please enjoy your stay in Japan. You're gonna smash it on the commentary desk.
Thanks, bro.
We'll all be rooting for you on the sides. I'm excited to watch Worlds and see what they have in offer and see what they tease as well in the closing ceremony.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no.
It's gonna be a lot of fun. And I'm just as hype as you to find out what they are gonna reveal, because I was so convinced it was gonna be the release date. But now I'm like,
well, what is it gonna be? It's gotta be the mask mechanic or something.
Yeah, maybe the mask mechanic, which would be very exciting. Or maybe new moves that we get in the DLCs. Because remember, in the Isle of Armor, we did get new moves. Because we got the move cheater moves.
Yes.
We got Grassy Glide. And we know there's that portion of TMs that have... There's blank TMs in the data mine, which we don't know what they are.
Mm.
So they could be new moves as well. So they could be new moves. It would be a bit... I would be a bit let down by that, because I feel like we got new moves last year. And there's plenty of stuff they could do.
Unless they announce the third DLC at Worlds.
Oh.
Could you imagine? But we'll have to wait and see. Anyway, I'm going to let you go. Before you collapse. But
yeah, I will say that regardless of the hype that we get for the DLCs, we will get the location of where Worlds will be next year.
Yes, I'm also very excited for that. I'm going to guess...
That's one of the best things.
I think we're both... Let's have a quick guess before you go. I reckon it is going to be in America because they haven't gone back to there in a while.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess... Let me think of the states. We've done Boston. Have we done New York? We haven't done
Never
New York,
been
have we?
In New York.
I'm gonna say New York. I'm calling New York. Okay. New York or Florida, I reckon.
Okay.
That's my guess. But we'll
so
see.
We're getting two places. I'm gonna say the US.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say it's gonna be back in the US. I'm gonna say Anaheim in California.
Mm-hmm.
Or Florida.
Or Florida. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Wicked. So we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
All will be revealed.
Get your guesses in before Sunday.
Let us know.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Yeah.
But thank you very much,
thank
Lee.
Thank you so much. Thank you, mate.
Thank you for 20th episode, bro, and you've been up for 29 hours. This is insane. Insane stuff. But thank you guys for watching. Yeah. We really appreciate it. Please cheer Lee on this weekend. And we will see you in next week's episode. So goodbye.
A bit more bright-eyed and bushy-tailed next week.
Yes, hopefully. Yes. All right. Goodbye, guys. We'll see you next week.
Take care, friends.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy the world. Enjoy the release. Enjoy the venue for next year. And we'll see you next week, friends.
Goodbye. Wake up. Today's gonna be a good